Go ahead and call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Bucko?
Here.
Harry?
Here.
Bing? Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Cool. Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Lord, we just thank you for giving us wisdom. We thank you for open ears, open hearts, as we hear from our village tonight. And we just thank you, Father, for wisdom and clarity in any decisions that have to be made. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Public comments. I think we have a couple on there. Jared, can you hand me that? Thank you. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a little while.
It has been a little while.
Today I have two things I want to talk about.
Okay.
Both of which we've talked about before. I hold in my hand a letter. I don't know what y'all call them. I call them the Annual Incursion into Freedom Day, when y'all go around and inspect everybody's property and send out dirty letters. A year ago, almost exactly, I got a letter very similar to this. It had to do with debris in my yard and my vehicles parked in a long driveway on the north side of my property. I came in seeking clarification, asking a lot of questions, came to three, maybe four different board meetings. Finally, we came to the conclusion that maybe we should send the officer out to the house for clarification. Officer came out to the house, clarified what needed to be done. I executed, fixed those few items, specifically my three vehicles parked along a long driveway. I was told they were in compliance as they were. Okay. Nothing's changed. I didn't even have time this year to go camping or boating, so nothing has changed, literally nothing along that side, except for the fact that my weed eater broke, so yeah, the weeds are a little tall along that area. We had community-wide garage sales 3 weeks, a month ago. After said sale, I did leave a couch outside for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. It was gone long before the date of this letter. The officer that came out to my house also made a good suggestion, because I do crafts using pallet wood, which he said was some of the complained debris. He said, you know, if you build a fence, all of this goes away. So I said, huh, there's an interesting idea. I came in and applied for a fence permit, which was approved for the south side of my property and denied for the north side, where the problem with the vehicles exists. This is all adding up in my head to look a lot like administrative harassment, for lack of a better word. You send an officer to my house, he investigates, he says, I'm cool. Then you come back out with a different officer because you don't like that opinion. He says, I'm not cool. I apply for a fence permit, it's denied so that I can't hide the problem. I need to know where to go. In this country, we're a country of laws, we're a country of order. If a judge says, not guilty, you're not guilty, but if the village sends out officers, they say, no, you're not guilty, and they don't like it, so they say, we're gonna send somebody else out. This is not cool. You know what I mean? I understand that we have ordinances and that we have them for a reason. I understand that they're poorly worded. That's why we're going under a 15 or 20 year process called codification. At least it feels that way. I just need to know what's changed in the last 7 months, 8 months, since this officer told me I was in compliance, that I'm now no longer in compliance with my vehicles.
Okay, let's start with the fence. Matt, why was the, do you remember why the fence permit was denied?
The plat that was provided, there's a gap, 15 foot on the north side of the property, but nobody knows who owns that property.
Okay.
So that was why that was not accepted on the north side.
Okay. Okay, I kind of vaguely remember that. There's that no man's land right there.
It just so happens that that's where the long driveway to the property is. That property's been in my wife's family since 1946. I have documentation that it's been in our family since 1946. We've mowed, we've taken care of. There was a mobile home on that side, on that strip of land. But I can't build a fence to hide my antique car and my camper. I kind of get it, but there's no resolution. I have paid $2,000 to an attorney to try to get it. The attorney told me that if there's no damaged party, then I can't take adverse possession. Okay, and there's no damaged party. We've been back to the 1800s and cannot find a damaged party. Maybe the village of Tolona owns it. Maybe y'all would just like to deed it to me, and that solves this whole problem because I can build the fence on that side and it goes away.
It isn't listed to anybody? Do you remember?
I vaguely remember
this, but I don't know all the details.
It does not exist. It exists on a survey that I had done in 2001 when we moved onto the property. It doesn't exist in the central system. It doesn't exist in the plating. It doesn't exist anywhere but on the survey that I had done. I will admit, the survey says apparent gap in property of 16.7 feet or something to that nature. But I really don't know where to go from there. That's not really the issue that I'm here for. It's part of the bigger issue. The issue that I'm here for is how many more years and how many more officers do I have to convince that I'm in compliance before the village leaves me alone and stops sending me letters? Or do y'all just want me to mow my grass and get a new weed eater and we can call it good?
So this is the grass that they're complaining about.
Oh yeah, I'm aware of it.
And then that's where those are at. They're not on gravel, right?
They're just on
the yard.
They are on gravel.
Are they? That's gravel right there.
It's grown through. It's old gravel, but it's gravel. If the officer that stopped by to look at the property. I realize that he can't come on my property, but he can walk up on village property up to the pen and see that there's gravel underneath those weeds.
Do you remember?
You know.
Do you remember, Chief, if there's gravel there or not?
I took those pictures from the model's parking lot.
Okay.
As far as the officer that he spoke with, I don't know who that was.
Well, it was Officer Gibbs, and he's no longer here. He moved on.
That's
part of the problem too, is okay. When we're losing institutional knowledge, when we lose people.
Does Officer Gibbs was his name?
Right.
Gibson.
Officer Gibson.
He didn't leave notes of some type after he came and talked with me?
Do you have his notes or anything?
It would have been probably added in the
list of stuff.
I mean, I'm assuming that's what we use when we check the properties, make notes on that, and turn it back in.
See the nice pretty fence on the south side?
I saw that. I actually saw that fence and when you're putting it in. Yeah. I actually like it a lot. I like the plants on it.
Yeah, that could have gone all the way across. Which would have taken care of the reason that why we're sitting here tonight discussing this when everybody wants to move on so they can go home.
Any idea about that property that is not deeded anywhere, Mark? How can we fix that? Because they're the ones mowing it. They're the ones taking care of it. It's just there.
Yes.
And on the... I'd like to point out that on the...
I know that... I remember dealing with that.
What's the state record thing? It's not called GPS. It's called...
GIS. Can you show me where it's at?
On the GIS.
I say just let him go.
That
shows his property line right there.
Because this is your property. What's the northern edge? What property?
That's the northern edge.
Right.
That line.
Right, yes. But where's the 16 feet at that you're talking about?
It goes, where's the concrete stoop? There's the concrete stoop. It goes from the concrete stoop, the corner of it, to there.
Okay, so from... You're talking about the south side of your boat north. correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because there's your boats right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're talking about the property line there. Okay. So even So
in my, what I'm looking at in GIS, I'm sure you probably have a different view.
Yes.
It doesn't show two separate properties.
No, it doesn't, because like you said, it's not, it's evidently it hasn't been in the, it's not in the deed.
Right, but it shows a property that goes well past his boat.
Yes, that's the 16 feet that he's talking about. Where that northern border is on mm-hmm. his northern, that's
okay.
From the south side of his boat north, boat north, is that?
The fence thing might be my fault, because instead of drawing everything out, I just submitted a copy of a survey that I had on hand. And this discrepancy doesn't exist anywhere in the world except on this piece of paper that I handed to Matt. I forgot his name, Matt.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anywhere in the world except on this piece of paper that's not even filed at the courthouse that nobody's ever seen. It's the only place it exists, and it was me being lazy, not wanting to draw it all out, just to simply show this is what I got.
So can we go off the GIS and let him build his fence
as soon
there?
As my updates.
As soon as your updates are done. Yeah, our computer's doing it. That's what we were laughing about.
Our
computer
deed.
Decided to do updates.
Sorry, who's the lawyer you're working with?
I was working with Gene Goldnoyce. And I also consulted my family attorney, which is, we just talked Friday on an estate issue. Amicus, Kyle Amicus.
We could let him build his fence.
Kyle said it's not really within
that's not what
his,
he does.
It, well, he does real estate,
Hades.
But not. That's not within his field of expertise.
Okay. Well, the my
the fence
thought
that he built,
is
it looks
Gene
really nice.
Had
it took care of the parking problem
done.
On that
yes.
side of the house.
Probably by Chicago
one of the worst
title.
Cases,
correct.
Something happens if and that does not.
With your permission, if you don't mind, I'll give her a call
yeah,
and she can send me over that stuff.
50s.
Okay. That would be fine.
The mayor's
I'd rather than continue to keep,
my head about it a little bit.
Keep taking care of it, let him fix it in.
But Jean's very knowledgeable, so
oh no,
I would have expected her to find a fix.
I also talked to the lawyer or to the surveyor who did the survey for me. Again, I can't remember his name. Clancy. And Clancy said that problems like this arise when the state allows lawyers to write deeds. He said that had a surveyor written the deed, it would have been for 120 feet as it was supposed to be, but a lawyer wrote it, so it was written for less.
Okay.
Is there any problem just letting him build his fence there?
I think my guess is that probably not, but I don't want to go out on a limb to say that. I think we need to do as a municipality is make sure that that land isn't someone else's.
Right.
And so the information Gene has might
okay.
help me get there.
So you can work on that end of it. The other issue with the weeds, which you'll take care of those, we need to make sure that the trailer or the camper and the boat are actually on gravel, because that's what the ordinance says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looking at Matt and
yeah, that's
and
what
you guys,
the
yeah,
says it has to be on gravel concrete.
Crushed stone, gravel,
yeah.
Asphalt,
I looked at two different ordinances in two different places. One says if it's in front of the possession line that it has to be on concrete or asphalt. The other one says that it has to be on gravel no matter where it's at.
And these are on your property, not your neighbors.
These are on these are on property that's disputed between me and the village. I claim that it's my property. My neighbor does not claim that it's his
killing
property.
Me.
No. We're in the presence of a lawyer who's taking notes. So I'm going to be absolutely accurate about it. It is not on property that is disputed between me and my neighbor.
Okay.
Between me and him, it's clearly on my property.
Okay. All right. Any questions from the board?
So, Daniel, what's your last name?
Grady, G-R-A-D-Y.
Okay. What property? That's
401
North James.
Because everybody is looking at me, I'm going to make a suggestion. I'm going to suggest that I take care of the weeds, the couch is already taken care of, that we table the issue on the vehicles until officer can come out and look and see if there's gravel. I'll be back here at the next meeting. We can talk about
the fence,
property acquisition at that point.
Because truthfully, I would love to just tell you to go ahead and build the fence and be done with it, but
until we go through channels.
Unfortunately, they have a village attorney instead of a village engineer sitting here.
They have a village engineer too. He's sitting behind you.
Exactly. So,
aren't you a village engineer?
Nope.
Oh.
Would you like to be?
Okay.
All right. What was your other thing?
The other thing I wanted to address, it's on the agenda, so I'm going to talk on it again and every other time that I come in, is the recreational cannabis.
Okay.
I stated my opinion once before. I'd just like to state it again for the record, in that while I don't think a dispensary or a retail outlet is anywhere in the pipeline, because Tolono is not a profitable area, given that Champaign has approved it, I'm going to say we're going to have all the problems. I know people in Tolono. People in Tolono are ready for dope. They're going to smoke it. They're going to go to Champaign and get it. They're going to have it at their parties. They're going to have it at their bonfires. I may have it if I can get out of a drug test. Not that I'm thrilled about it, but I've been wanting to try it since I was 12. So we're going to have any problem that we might have, given with a dispensary coming in, we're going to have without the dispensary coming in. It's not like they have to drive to Kankakee to get it. Champaign is 6 miles. You know, I know people that drive 6 miles for a pizza, even though we have three pizzerias in town. So we're going to have all those problems. I really do get, and I'm sorry I couldn't attend the meeting, but I did watch the video. I really do get the objections of the religious people, but I don't really think that they're valid arguments, given that it's going to be legal and purchasable 6 miles away.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like let's vote to be a dry town, but we'll build a liquor store in Savoy, or, you know. I think that any tax money that comes in would probably be negligible. Like I said, it's not a huge market. But if somebody wants to build here, I don't see any downside.
Since you helped us with our burning ordinance,
mm-hmm.
what do you think about smoking in public areas?
Define public.
When the public health was here, like the village's sidewalks. Well, of course, the park you're not supposed to smoke in anyway. And then the vaping on top of it.
The park, bar parking lots, even though I'm not in favor of smoking in bar parking lots. Now, a beer garden at a bar where smoking cigarettes is in concentration is legal and it's all consenting adults over the age of 21, I would be good with that. I don't think Casey's parking lot. I don't think, like you said, sidewalks that cut on village property, but it's widely considered to be those people's property. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I have to mow it, I consider it mine. And even if the village maintains a sidewalk over it, you know, I'd like to say I don't want to see people with a brown paper bag sipping out of it, and I don't want to see somebody smoking out of a joint sitting in my front side or in front of my house. So I think it's completely logical to keep it, like I said, in bar beer gardens, on private property, even outside. If you got a bunch of people sitting around having a bonfire, cook out in the backyard, I'm going to tell you, this is Tolono. They got glasses of liquor in their hand, even if they're in the front yard. If the village officer pulls up and waves at me, I may walk out into the street with a glass of bourbon in my hand because he stopped to talk to me. Likewise, if I'm smoking a joint in my front yard and somebody comes up, I may go out to the window and talk to them. Like I said, I don't even know if I'm going to like it or not. I don't even know if I'll try it. But these are my arguments based on a purely libertarian platform. And in libertarian doctrine, basically we should be allowed any liberty which does not immediately violate someone else. There's smoking in Casey's parking lot. You get teenagers coming in and out. You get kids coming in and out. That directly violates someone else's liberty.
Yeah.
Bar beer gardens, no. That doesn't violate anybody's liberty.
the worst you're going to have there is somebody going, hey, before I hit that, can we order pizza still?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Danny, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm doing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you want to come talk? You're on here. Come on up, Mr. Davis.
Yeah,
Mr. Yeah. Well, we're in the public.
I got another letter, or I got summoned to court this week, on the garage, the back of my property.
What's the address of that
211
one?
211 East Daggy. Or 211 East Broadway. I don't know how you got it. There.
209, 211.
Okay. Was told that we need to work on it, get the roof replaced. Part of the problem is we had to clean part of the inside out that somebody had left all their stuff in, so we could get to the walls so we could start working on the inside to shore it up. Danny's been slowly trying to take part of the roof off of it.
Wrong one, sorry.
And it's a time-consuming thing.
I was trying to get some.
We bought a bunch of plywood. We shore up the sides. I've ordered trusses to put over top of it, but it's a work in progress.
I lost it.
And then I got the summons to go to court on the 21st of November.
Okay. Well, and here's the thing on it. I know you ordered trusses. I know you ordered a plate for that fire truck.
Yep, I got them.
And there's a court date set. It was a 24-hour notice. I'm looking at Matt to correct me if I'm wrong. It was a 24-hour notice to get it done. It didn't get done in the 24 hours. So then you got the summons.
To tear it down is what it said.
Yeah, so you got the summons for court.
Okay.
Which is, you remember what the court date is?
21st of November.
It's
I'll be in Dallas, Texas that day.
The property's been on the nuisance list for 4 or 5 years now, I think.
I don't know.
Well,
it seems like you pick one thing and I get it fixed and then you pick something else.
The garage has been on there for a while because it's we have pictures over it for years kind of deteriorating.
No, wrong garage.
Wrong garage?
Yeah. The other one was leaning. We had a complaint that the garage was leaning. It's gone.
Okay. Help me out. What was the summons written for? That 24-hour.
The one that's there now.
Okay. And that's the one you ordered the trusses for?
Yes.
Okay. And then...
My problem is, I'm not going to accept the trusses if I'm going to have to tear it down. I just soon fix it, but it's a matter of, I'm old and senile, but I can't do a lot of work myself. My son and I are working it. So it just takes time. We both have other jobs.
Yeah. But here's the problem. Since it's been, you have several properties on here on the list, and we're really trying to get things fixed. And even on the fire truck itself, ordering the plates for it, does the vehicle run?
I haven't started it for a while.
When's the last time it's actually moved? And that kind of feeds into the whole ordinance. It's got to be able to move and run and stuff. It just can't sit there forever and collect. Because it's just sitting there. It's not doing anything. So...
I have several vehicles. I don't have time to drive them all, but you know. I'm trying to get rid of it. I haven't been able to do that. I've talked to Max, and it's just a matter of the price of metal's down right now, and I'm not going to do it when the price of metal's down.
So what's our options on the garage with the teardown order?
Well, he's looking at me. The November 21st is a first appearance, and that's where the defendant could show up and say, no, I want to go to trial, and then they would set up probably a status hearing, and then trial would be kicked off for some period of time. So I think you're probably looking at a couple months. And then at that point, the burden of proof is to show that it's more likely than not that there's the ordinance violation, so it's not a beyond a reasonable doubt standard. It's more likely than not. So at that point, the court would then enter the order and then give a certain amount of time for something to happen. Your options are to go forward, like it's going forward. You could give, or you, another option would be you could have the attorney slow down and continue that first hearing to another date. I would warn you that Champaign County is pretty clogged up, so I think that if he continued that date, you're certainly going to add
probably
a
December.
Couple of months as opposed to a couple of weeks. But he can do that. If it's all resolved before the hearing, then he can just dismiss it and no harm, no foul.
So what happens on the first hearing day? What's
The first hearing date, judge just wants to know, is this, defendant, is this a problem, or do you agree with this or not? Defendant says no, then the judge sets it over for a status hearing that will then set it for trial. If the defendant said, yeah, that's what's there, then the judge would probably talk to everybody there to work out an order as to when it can be complied with. And would consider a recommendation from the village as to a fine level, if any, or what the village would want out of that.
Okay. I'm more apt to keep the court date and let it go into their hands to move it along, because we actually have a date. We can actually move it along that way and stay in the court system, because it took a long time to get that date even.
Yes.
And then the judge can give you more time if you need more time to fix it.
But in my instance, if I start putting plywood on it and trusses on it, and they say, nope, you didn't do it fast enough, then I spend a bunch of money and it's still going to lose it.
Is it even, is it fixable?
My son seems to think so, yes.
And I'm not an engineer, I'm not a builder. So I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. If it is fixable. Kind of looking at you.
Me personally, I don't think so, but I haven't been inside of it to be able to.
The guy who built
honestly say that so.
Was not a good builder. You don't put black board on the sides to hold a garage together,
mm-hmm.
And that's what he used, and that's why. It's a matter of straightening it up and putting plywood on in order to shore it up. I think once we do that, we may have to replace some of the studs too, but that's minor compared to $1,000 plus that I spent doing the trusses. If I wasn't going to try to fix it, why would I order trusses?
Well, didn't you order plywood too? And
plywood's sitting there.
But it's been there a long time.
He had to go inside and move stuff away from the walls before he can even shore it up. So he's been doing that.
I have another suggestion.
Okay.
I think that if Mr. Davis contacted Justin and proposed a time frame to get something done, and then the board could consider that at our November meeting. And because Justin's done a lot of this, he has a good feel for what realistic time frames are and could make a recommendation that would balance the village's interests with any proposal. That still gives you ample time to possibly have that as some sort of formal agreement or put in some format that you guys were okay with, that then Justin could implement and still accommodate any travel plans by the defendant.
I'm
Well, I'll be in Texas. I mean, there's no question. Yeah. I'm leaving the 11th and not coming back until the 3rd of December.
Our meeting is on the 5th.
Yeah,
so
I think the board's main objective in this whole entire nuisance property thing is to see something going forward. We're not wanting to tear down people's houses. We're not wanting to take possession of people's houses. We just want things cleaned up. Oh, it didn't work out bad for the Daggy one. But we want things to move forward. So we want to see stuff. So if you wanted to contact Justin, the lawyer, and not that Justin.
The lawyer.
The guy you got the letter from.
The one you got the letter from. Contact him and work out a reasonable time frame with him.
Is he a builder?
He does these all the time.
He does a lot of this.
He knows this stuff inside and out.
Okay.
And figure out a reasonable time frame with him. But it's got to be reasonable, because as of right now, we still have a court date. And the court date's still going to go forward. If you guys can't strike out an agreement, the court date will still go forward.
Okay. But I'm back to, I don't want to put money into it if I'm going to have to tear it down anyway.
I understand that. And that's going to be something we're going to have to work. If you can get it fixed in a reasonable time frame, then we'll go with that. But if it can't get fixed in a reasonable time frame, it's going to have to be tore down.
Okay.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Yes, so what I think we're getting at is talk with your son, look at the property, figure out what you're going to spend, come up with a plan of what you want to do, whether it's tear it down or fix it up, and then get a hold of Justin and propose that to him.
Okay.
And then he'll talk to you, and you guys will get something worked out or you're not, but if you do get something worked out, then they'll be able to sign off on a November 5th.
Because the next meeting, we'll have a meeting before this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. We can try. I mean, I just, like I say, he has other jobs, I have other jobs, and it's not a one-person job to go down there and do that garage.
And I feel for you, but we've been dealing with this since 2017. For something. There's a lot of stuff on there.
Debris and weeds. Would that be like the weeds down at your dump where they're 7-8 foot tall?
Possibly.
Okay.
And
so you've written yourself a letter.
The junk and the furniture.
The
you got rid of the furniture and the other stuff that was in the yard when Officer Morgan talked to you in 17. The car with no plates. You got rid of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then front porch.
Yeah, when he came by and looked at the front porch after a limit fall and hit it.
Okay. Then in 18 we moved forward legally, but then you guys fixed that, I'm taking it? So we stopped on that.
Did what now?
On the 8/21/18, we started to move forward legally because, I'm guessing, because of the porch. 9/3, no change. Porch roof unchanged on 11/18. In January you were working on it?
Yep. He's got it shored up right now. He's trying to decide whether he wants to tear that porch off and do a different one or what he's going to do, but he's got it shored up.
Then, okay, so it's been on the list. That property's been on the list for a while. So work with Justin and see where we can
okay.
go from there. Okay?
I will talk to him.
All right. Anything else for us, Mr. Davis?
You all have a lovely evening.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. It's all in public comment. So, Matthew.
I still have on there the review and approval of the Main Street, but that's still contingent on
Bedham Street storm line. I was trying to get a second quote. I haven't got the second quote yet for that. I didn't have Precision Engineering. Guy we've worked with some before. He got a quote to us, well, to me yesterday, for that easement. And so I was kind of trying to wait to see if we get a better price to do the project at the same time. Okay. And like I said, I haven't gotten one back from Hartke yet. So Hartke was a little bit cheaper on the surveying and easement for the A Street lift station. But as you see, I've talked with Steve a few times about that Bedham Street project. So his revised price is half of what it was prior. So I don't know that we're going to get a better price than that anyhow. So, but that, if we get this going, then we can finalize the land swap deal, get that squared away too.
And I would like to move forward on this one so we can get this done, since it's been on our
agenda
forever.
Did everybody see or have a copy of the drainage land swap agreement that Mark wrote up?
Have they looked at that?
If I did not, that doesn't mean it wasn't in there.
That was probably
last meeting. You wrote up the agreement.
Yeah, I remember that. I just don't remember the timing on it.
Draft 919.
I think it was two meetings ago. And then it should have been at the last meeting. We should have had copies of it.
Maybe that didn't.
We'll make sure we get it all sent back around again. We'll get it to everybody's email.
Okay.
And
not a whole lot to it.
There's not a lot to it. Actually, we can just make copies of it too.
Yeah, I mean, kept it super short.
Justin, can you make copies of that for everybody, please?
I think it's two. Yeah,
it is two things.
Yes, I can.
Thank you, sir. Because that's what we're proposing on this land swipe. We said we would do
swap.
Yeah. We would pay for surveys and getting everything registered and all that stuff. They'll pay for the work to be done. And getting an easement or a right-of-way down through that in case we have to do any repairs
and
all that good stuff.
What I talked about, since we've already got, and I don't know that we have, or I can put my hands on it, there should be an easement for the sanitary sewer that runs through there, but I don't know that we've got one. So I would just
add it all together.
Do the whole half mile. It's all encompassed. It's one easement, covers everything. We're done. It'll be recorded. We don't have this debacle again.
We also have another easement we need for their property for that drainage too. It goes out through on their fields and ties into that tile that Randy put in.
Randy, who put it?
Grace. You know what I'm talking about?
Up there right by the school. But I don't.
Because that was brought up the other day.
Okay. I don't know as much about that one.
Okay. Because that was for drainage. It's just a drainage thing.
Yes.
To tie into their tile.
Yeah. Well, that ties into the tile that cuts across the school. So, kind of, sort of.
So is that the school tying into their drainage?
No, it's us tying into it to drain. Do you remember what that was going to drain?
That drains right by Randy Grace's house and the property right behind it. Mm-hmm. So
that, no, he put that in to drain that for him. But okay. We want to join that tile to drain
the end of Maple Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we had all that rain this spring, mm-hmm. It was just a saturated mess up there, and all the water was running down onto one property, and no place for it to go.
Yeah, so Randy put a tile in already for that other property, so we want to cut into that tile to kind of join the rest of it to drain that part of town.
Yeah, sure. Like, and some of this stuff is kind of, it gets put in without any say-so or any, you know, it's, yeah, you can go ahead and do that, and then, you know,
then we have
here
issues.
We are again. Yeah, so it's kind of nice to have this stuff covered mm-hmm. So we don't have issues.
And it wouldn't be bad to maybe, if we can work that easement in there too, so we're not reinventing the wheel again.
Okay, because I think Randy's got a pretty good location on that, so.
Yeah.
Do you want me to move forward with
the survey?
The survey for that easement.
I'd need a
just
motion.
Have Precision do both of those, or?
I think so.
The 1300 of the both of them.
And then the other one.
Matt. Is the 1300, that's for both of them?
No. The other, that is just for Benham Street. The other easement would be 2800, and that's the one at East and Walnut. That's for that lift station.
Do you have that on like a document like this?
I think that was at last board meeting.
I just want to make sure that when he's making, if he makes the
yeah.
motion, he's got
yeah.
both to look at.
I'd like to make a motion to accept Precision Engineer Group's proposal for East Benham Street and East Street and Walnut for a total of $4,100.
Need a second. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
What are we waiting on for a second quote?
For the Benham Street.
Do you have a second quote for?
I do.
East and Walnut?
Yep. It was $800. They were $800 more, the hard key.
So are we waiting for a...
I contacted him again today and didn't hear anything back, so...
Okay. The only problem with contacting him today...
I contacted him last week for a proposal.
Okay.
I didn't get anything back, so I contacted him again today, and I did not hear anything back from him again.
Why'd they cut their price in half?
I think he's kind of familiar with the job. I think he's looked at it. He might have done a little bit of field work already on that project.
Okay.
So,
because I like staying with the same company too on that too, and we're saving it on that project.
It's the Kim's the one that did the survey work for the Precision Engineering, Steve Idle. He's the one that did the work for Washington Street, Main Street, by the way, all that work out there on the, for the land swap.
At the bottom here, it says, is it assumed that the survey work is to the northeast corner of the cemetery?
What's that? Sorry?
It says, it is assumed the survey work is to the northeast corner of the cemetery located at the second corner.
Yeah, pretty much, because that's that would be the half mile, so yes. Yes. The sanitary sewer stops a little bit short of that, but then it runs straight south.
You can't make that motion.
You're right.
So we can just make the motion for the Denham Street only.
Yeah. The other one's not on the agenda.
Gotcha.
So.
We will add that to the next.
Randy.
Yeah, Randy caught that. No, just Kirk's got to keep this right illegal. So. You want to make a motion for the Precision for the Denham Street?
For the, I'll make for $1,300.
I'll second.
You're right. Right.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Put the triggers on each other for next meeting. Perfect, thank you. Did well. All right.
Do we have an ordinance for second meters?
We can have an ordinance for second meters.
Can you explain why we need the backflow ordinance on or on there?
I'm not a plumber, so I don't exactly.
I figured you explain it better than I would, though.
Well,
it's to prevent fertilizers, any other contaminants from entering our water system. Doesn't sound like much, but it's starting to become a major problem in a lot of places. So
it keeps the people healthy to have them installed
anyway. And by
anyway.
State rules, regulations, you're supposed to have that backflow preventer tested every year
okay. By
a certified
plumber,
or just somebody that's certified.
And that's just the meters that are built in?
Correct. That's the ones for like your yard. Usage.
It's not the meters that people come and pick up at the office.
No.
Right.
It should be an easy thing to do because they should have to get it anyways, so they can just bring in the certificate and Brandy or some or whoever can just file it. Should be an easy spreadsheet.
To keep?
To keep.
That's not that many.
Yeah. And as they go out, we'll be able to keep track of that easier now than probably what we've had. Have records up to begin with.
And we're trying to keep track of the houses that have the second meters in them as well, when we go in to change those out, as far as locations as well, where they're at, because a lot of people don't know where they're at in their house, so we're trying to keep really good notes of that. Second meters, if there's anything like that, any special notes, we're trying to keep all that stuff so we know exactly where that stuff's at whenever we go out to do these. So.
Cool. Did everybody have a chance to look at that ordinance?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions about the ordinance?
Do we need anything in there for... to state the price for the water meters?
Well, the price is going to depend.
Keep
depend on how much the meter is.
Right.
And we're not doing it to make a profit off of it. We're
right.
just trying to recoup our costs.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay. So whatever the current
price is
gotcha.
Of the meter.
Gotcha.
I think.
And does it say that in here?
That's
already?
What I was double checking. Does this?
C, section 3, the addition of subsection C.
If such meter, by electing to pay the...
The owner shall reimburse the village for its cost of such meters by electing to pay the balance of the cost of same either upfront or payable in equal installments, amortized over 6 months,
and
added to the monthly water bill for the property.
How easy is that for you to do?
Keep a spreadsheet.
Keep a spreadsheet? Okay. And you said there's not that many of them.
That we know of.
All right, any questions about this?
I'm sorry, I didn't get to read. Is there a penalty if the certificate is not presented in a certain time?
I don't know. I hadn't seen this.
I've been away from my computers.
Failure to timely tender such proof shall result in such meter being turned off or disconnected by the village.
I would say disconnected.
Okay. Here's another question on that, though. If these meters are installed in the house, they have to allow us to come in their house to disconnect this meter.
We could have it where we shut their water off altogether. That's outside.
Right.
Mark?
Yeah, I think we could.
Okay. All right. I just need a... motion.
Do we need to add that specific wording to that last sentence of section C?
Well, I think it would work the way it is, but I think it doesn't hurt to add it in there, so I will quickly propose some recommended language and we'll put it in there and then it'll be super clear.
Should we put a time frame on the, instead of timely tender, should we put a time frame on it? Because we had that problem with our ordinances in the past of...
Well, it's as soon as I could get in.
Well, I like having like a time on there, 30 days or something along those lines, because
I would
that can
say
be interpreted however.
If we had it turned in by end of April every year. That's
probably the worst time, because that's the end of the fiscal year.
Well, then beginning of May, then.
I would say
before the end of May, just because
then.
Like, thank you. That's when 90% of those will be, they'll be all turned on.
We'll have
May.
Liquor licenses coming due at the same time, and like everything, our office will be very busy.
But it'll be very busy at one time.
Unlike any other time.
That's when they're
going
to
be getting them turned on and we need to have proof.
So
that's true.
My intention, or the way I would read this is it's going to be annually, meaning on the 1 year anniversary of when you got hooked up. That may be a disadvantage for you if you've got to keep track of those dates as well. And it's probably helpful to you just to have it on a fixed date.
I think
and
that'd
so,
be better.
Yeah, I mean June 1st.
Because all the inside meters, it's not like they have them turned on and turned off. So secondary meters outside, yeah, people start picking those
mm-hmm.
up. But that's not, they're not affected by the backflow prevention on
yeah.
those. So
you're probably not watering your lawn until mid-June anyway. So
yeah.
June 1st would accommodate your schedule. And
yeah, that's fine. Me. Anybody else
perfect.
Has anything different?
That works.
I just
like having a date because that
yeah.
leaves it too vague.
Well, I think that's a great proposal. All right, so if you're looking at this very fine ordinance and you're on the second page under the C, which is the language we're talking about, on the second to last sentence it says, failure to timely tender such proof. We're going to change that sentence to read, failure to tender such proof by June 1st of each year shall result in such meter being turned off or disconnected by the village and water service to the property being terminated.
Until such meter is disconnected.
Until such proof is
certification is provided.
Until such certification is provided.
Okay. Until such certification is provided. Okay.
Perfect. All right.
So I make a motion to approve this puppy with the changes as suggested, and then we'll email the clean copy to the clerk in the morning.
I'll make a motion to approve this puppy ordinance number 19-0-14 with the approved changes.
I'll second it.
Is this a roll call?
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, now the sprint thing that I was supposed to do, but you took care of.
I just made a phone call. I made a phone call Friday. They had different plans for that. They had a 4-gig plan. It's $10 a month. They had a 10-gig plan. It was $35 a month. If we added it to our current plan, it was going to be over $100 a month.
Does it make any sense?
I don't understand, but she's going, if we just create a new plan, we can get the $10 a month for the 4-gig. So I talked to our meter supplier. I said, do you think the 4-gig is going to be plenty data? He said, that should be gobs. So we can go with the 4-gig new plan for $10 a month.
I have no problem with that. And it'll come out of water sewer, so.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the Sprint Pro for $10 a month.
Plus
whatever fees. Plus the other fees that apply. But
hidden fees.
Hidden fees, yeah. And a second?
Second.
Roll call. Since we're spending money.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
On another note, our plan will go down on the other end of it because we're getting rid of the police department phones. Right?
They're on your desk?
On my desk. They haven't been used forever, so Justin came and turned them in, and it's just going to take time for me to come in and actually get rid of them, so, and take them off our plan. So it's waiting on me to come in and do
and
that.
And you have to do it?
No. Brandy could do it, but I was trying to try to take a little weight off of her. But summer's back, what do we say, next week? So we could have summer do it next week, too, and just plug them in, figure out what numbers they are, double check everything, that we don't end up turning off a phone that we're not supposed to turn off.
Do you want to create somewhere to log in for Sprint?
She can use Brandy's.
No.
Okay.
She can't.
Create her a login for
Sprint.
Your account's bad.
I know.
You just told an IT guy.
I know.
You could share her.
Just give it to everyone.
Just give it to everyone. Give everybody the account number. All right, cool. Anything else for us? Perfect.
That's pretty much it. Thanks
for doing the Sprint thing since I didn't get around to doing it.
That's fine. I do want to say that we had another water main break.
Yes, thank you for bringing this up.
Broadway Street, where we were supposed to have our water main replaced this year, that it wasn't. So I just wanted to throw that in.
That's two this year on that street, right? They had one earlier this year.
Yeah, because I think we had a boil order.
So we've got to get that fixed next year. Get that line in there.
That was about 30 feet from the last one. So it's that main is shot. It is shot.
This is a good segue into engineering is going to next meeting?
Next meeting, Tim will be here to kind of give a broad overview of the flow study project, I'm not sure.
Sewer.
If they're going to discuss the sewer plant very much. But I think what he's wanting to do is set up a special meeting for like the following week to try and touch base on, to kind of give a broader view of everything so everybody has a better idea. We can discuss more or we don't have other meeting.
Yeah.
Agendas that
are
popping up.
He's going to do a very brief overview of it. We'll get the documents, y'all can look at them between the two November meetings. we're going to try to do a special meeting where we're going to go to the sewer plant, and he's going to point out things in that report that they're, so we actually know what he's talking about, because I'm not a plumber. I don't know what they're talking about. I know we have big aerating fans and all kinds of other stuff in there because we've had to replace some of them. But they're going to actually go through it. And then at the, we'll put it out to the public. If they want to come join us to walk to the sewer plant, they're more than welcome. So we'll do that. Then we'll reconvene back here. We can have an open meeting so people can ask questions about it. I don't want to clog up our regular meeting with all of that. So, like he said, he's going to briefly talk about it at the next meeting, very, very briefly. If you have a question that you just have to ask, try to hold most of your questions for the special meeting.
That might just kind of
give you more.
Get some questions brewing for that special meeting, so.
And then we can, any questions about that?
No, you said save them for the special meeting.
Thanks. Thanks, Vicki.
Do we have a date for the special meeting?
Not yet. That's another thing. I'm going to attempt, if it's legal, I'll have to ask. I'm going to do a doodle poll to send it out to everybody and on dates. And everybody can kind of get back to me on dates. Essentially, I'm going to send out a thing to the board members with available dates.
Are they responding?
And
just
they write in their name and check the dates, and that comes back to me. Then I'll put a meeting where.
It doesn't get shared to everybody.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can see everybody else's responses.
Oh, you can see everybody's responses. Sorry. How about everybody between the two November meetings, send me your availability. That's fine. Just send me your availability. It's not that hard to do. There's a whole six people. So
and
we'll figure it out.
Dates were available between the two November
yeah,
meetings.
Yeah, and we'll do a meeting.
It's like you forgot Brandy.
Anywhere between 5 and 6, we'll start that meeting. If we can start earlier, that'd be great because we'd have more daylight. So,
yeah.
I know everybody's got jobs and we're rushing back to town.
So in our November meeting would be the 5th and the 19th, is that correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
So, cool. All right, anything else? Yes.
We're going to get back on meters this week. So.
Perfect. How many you got installed so far?
Still at 400. Last week we didn't get any in, so it was just we had other stuff popping up.
We had brush.
So, yeah.
Which that should be ending here soon. So.
Right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Perfect.
Chief.
Interim
chief.
Something?
He has a list.
Just doodles.
Effie Moran came in yesterday, checked out the alarm system, said everything is working fine. They replaced the battery. They thought they normally do that every 3 to 4 years, so thought it could have been low, so they replaced that. As far as the sensor by the front door that keeps going off, said it's working fine. It's heat sensing, so it's not motion. It needs heat to set off. He said it could be somebody maybe very close from the outside looking in through the door. Maybe
not that
off.
Morning that it went off, because it went off 3 times one morning.
But he said if it was going off daily, then it would be a problem. He said that they could come in and maybe move the location, move it to another location. But he did whatever he did, and he said the actual sensor is
fine.
Operating fine.
Some can do it every once in a while,
okay.
Too.
Well, it was the morning that he had training in Danville. It set off right after he left. We reset it, and then soon after we reset it, it went off again. And then about 45 minutes later, it went off again. It was like 3 times right back to back. So we just
somebody
turned it off.
Just pulling
it's
on
been
your car handle.
A few
car
weeks
car handle, just.
Since the
yeah.
That's not that it went off.
So,
and then I've been asked to escort the junior high cross country teams when they get done with the state meet this weekend.
Perfect.
Coming back into town.
Probably escort them.
They made it to the state. That's a good thing. But that would be in the afternoon. I would come out and
perfect
escort them into town out to the where they're dropping off, I'm assuming the junior high.
See if the fire department wants to join you?
I could do that.
That has to be, I've already tried that, it has to be asked by the school board to the fire department. But I said I could, if they get that lined out, I'll give them times on what time they should be back.
Perfect. I like it.
And Friday night, the football game, I will come out and work some hours too.
Oh, they ask us to cover for that a little bit.
Well, and we don't have anybody on duty, so I would come out too, hopefully.
Yeah, I asked Justin to make sure we had somebody on duty for football games and anytime we have some kind of like the fall festival, which your guys did great on that. I had him bring a squad car over and we used it as a barricade. If we do that again, we're going to have to put city barricades down because, we didn't run out of gas, which was good.
That's a good thing. And that's
anything
about
else?
All I got that I can talk about here.
Okay.
I mean, so there's plenty that I could talk about, but.
Any questions
right
for Justin? Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Treasurer's report. Bills to pay.
Should I make a motion to pay bills as presented?
Second.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Did not see any sewer credits. Okay, perfect. All right, regular session minutes, October 1st, 2019.
I make a motion to approve the regular session minutes from October 1st, 2019.
Second.
Okay, well.
I'm not.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Perfect. Any discussion on the cannabis sales? So you guys want to do a special meeting on that?
I feel like we should.
People
want to
be heard.
We'll do a special
so.
Meeting on that. Maybe December or January?
January,
okay. So why don't we take this off until January? And then we'll set up a special meeting in January. You want to do it? Well, we'll figure it out then.
If you are going to do it in January, there's no legal problems with that. My thought would be you want to probably pick it out sooner than later, just so the public can digest the date and think about it.
Oh, pick out the date?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we will. I want to get through the sewer stuff first, and then we'll figure out a date for the other one in January.
I'll keep my hand down and keep my mouth shut.
I think we...
How's that going to go?
I don't know.
We already voted on this one and didn't pass. We didn't get
a
second
on.
We didn't have a second, so let's take that off.
I was told that you guys wanted to put it back on for this time when everybody was here.
But the person that's driving it is not even here.
Okay.
So I think you're correct, but.
Well, somebody else needs to make the motion.
And then the next one. Trick or treat guidelines. Ryan. You had an idea on this.
Yeah, I think it was a champagne sent out. It's just a standard, so we don't have to discuss it every year.
So just adopt whatever their standard was.
Yes.
You sent that out to all of us.
It was a set date and time from like Monday through
Thursday.
If the 31st falls on... That it's held on the 31st, regardless of the week. The 31st falls on a weekday, it's 6 to 8 p.m., and if it falls on a weekend, it's from 5 to 7. Trick or treat hours.
I like that.
This is the building you posted on our website.
You want to send me the
link? I'll send it to you.
Okay, I like that a lot. So it's adopted, it's the same every year.
It's interesting how it's later on the weekday than
Because people will be coming home from work.
Do we need to do an ordinance on that? Or we do
you
a proclamation or?
Yeah, I think that you could do a mayoral proclamation and just let the public know. There's not anything really legal about it. Most of the communities do put it in ordinance form, or at least the council votes on it, puts on the minutes. But I think that you've got authority and the chief has authority to do it. So
I like it. So
getting consensus from the board and then just make an announcement.
Perfect. That'll work. Anybody have any heartburn over that? Perfect.
Over what?
Over adopting this exact thing right here.
Nope.
Perfect. Okay, cool. That was easy. All right. Any discussion on the nuisance? We kind of went through a bunch of the nuisance stuff.
I think we're at a good point.
We were moving along on some stuff, which I like. Anybody want to add anything or take anything off the list? I kind of went through it with Justin a little bit right before the meeting. There's some works in progress, so that'll kind of slow down as soon as the snow hits. So, we have no special events.
Hey, Mark. Excuse me, Rob.
You're fine.
On the agenda, we had discussed / approve trick or treat guidelines. There is no need to vote on this, correct?
That's correct.
Perfect.
You want to?
How are you going to put it in the minutes, Brandy?
We'll just do the mayor proclamation. Done with it.
Just put that you guys adopted the guidelines of, and then do the dates and times.
Perfect.
Exactly as it says.
And she's got it right up there. So, all right. Anything for the good of the order? Had.
Motion to adjourn.
I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
Aye.
Oh, opposed.
Sweet.
Perfect.
Good.
Great.